Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Yes, welcome to the post-show show where we're joined by the Lorax, our boss, Adam.
Oh, hello.
Good morning.
You know, I've got people elsewhere now starting to call me the Lorax. It's spread. Thank you for that.
Oh, like a disease, like chlamydia.
Goodness me. Hi, Pinky.
Hi, how are you?
Have you spread anything else?
Yeah. Well, there's a test for that.
He pleads the fifth.
Hey, speaking of you, you know how we feel like our phones listen to our conversations? Just as you've walked in the studio, I got an email from Kmart that the Lego Masters have head to Kmart.
Yeah, right. Amazing.
And they've got all these displays through Kmart stores, apparently. Look at that. And you're obviously the Lego man.
Hey, is there a Lorax Lego?
I'll have a look.
Sign a petition. How good was that balloon, by the way? That was awesome. Slowly deflating.
It's
still adorable.
Slowly deflating, but it's cool.
She's so talented.
How much longer?
I don't know. I'm going to give it another week, I think, before it starts to look like a deflated balloon.
And locally,
Look into your future.
Let's credit Curly Lou there.
She's amazing. Curly Lou, blue artist.
She's amazing.
At your OB recently at Harvey Norman, I was about to say blew me away. That was an unintentional pun, and that's cringeworthy. I shouldn't even say that. But her skill set is amazing. That takes a lot of time and effort and energy. Yes. Imagine how many balloons you would have had to have tied up to get to that point.
I've been to some events where she's had to decorate for it and create a theme at a room. And there was one year that was an underwater theme, and it was and she did it all. It was crazy good.
It's one of those hobbies.
Cool. Wow.
It's one of those hobbies that I always wonder, like, to a lesser extent than this one, but like fire twirling. Like when you're a kid and you tell your parents, like, this is what I want to do. Or I want to shove knives down my throat and be a street act. And you're like, what? All right, let's. Don't know how we're going to get into that. But ballooning would be the same thing, I reckon. Just a bit, like, don't you want to play netball?
Yeah. Or it's an odd one. It is an odd one, yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I did have a friend go and be a professional circus trapeze artist. Mm. So
well, that would take a lot of core strength. That'd be incredibly fit for that, I imagine.
Oh, crazy fit and strong, yeah.
Well, Pinky's she's done it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
When you saw her recently on her last tour, does she still do the aerial stuff?
She did a lot less than previous concerts.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm a serial concerter for Pink. Yeah. But that's fair enough anyway, because she's put it out there and did some cool stuff.
It's amazing.
She is amazing.
I wonder how much of it has to do with her not wanting to like do the physical stuff anymore, or maybe, and bear with me, but as she gets older, maybe the insurance to cover her is so much that it's like, well, it's just going to eat into the profits.
Well, and also
of my
training, remember?
Sales.
So it also eats into how much training and prep you need to do for a tour. And now she's got two little kids. I don't think she'd had any kids when I first saw her, and she was just, it was maybe one of the first times she started doing all the circus stuff. She hadn't done that previously. But yeah, time as well.
Yeah.
They were saying, actually, you brought me up onto that note, but with Taylor Swift. So with all the dancing plus singing at the same time, she's doing this heart rate training, which means you do really slow-paced runs on the treadmill, which is really, really boosts your cardio fitness at the same time. So she can do both. Anyway, so she spent like 6 months doing that to train for her tour.
I remember seeing some figures. I can't remember them now about how far or how much exercise she did in one show.
Yeah.
Which is pretty phenomenal. You weren't to know this, but I had a dot point about Taylor Swift because I wanted to speak about her today. Because we can't deny her talent. She sold in traditional album sales.
Did we really run it by the Lorax? Did you run it by him?
I think he disagrees. Sale, or her popularity we can't deny.
No, absolutely right.
Which must, on some level, there's obviously talent there. She sold in traditional album sales 1.4 or 1.6 million copies of that new album, Tortured Poets Society, in the first day. Compare that to Beyonce, who sold 160,000 copies in the first week of Cowboy Carter.
Wow.
So there's something there. But this new album of hers, I think people, which you might love this, Lorax, are pegging to be her downfall. Because it's not that good, apparently.
Yeah, right. Interesting. I find it fascinating. I do respect her. There's a lot of Taylor Swift fans, obviously, in this building, but my niece is obsessed. Obsessed. 6 months ago, you wouldn't have had any idea who Taylor Swift was, but you know what it's like when you're, well, whether we remember it or not, but you're very susceptible when you're an early teenager. So she's fell in with a group of friends who are all Swifties. So she's now the biggest Swiftie in the world, right? She was trying to convince me and tell me all this stuff about it. Now, I came from the entertainment background, so I get a little bit more of an insider knowledge in regards to, compared to a 13-year-old, right? Where am I going with this point?
Listen to me. Where am I going? I'll play you some real music.
No, it was more about what happens behind the scenes and how there is a team of hundreds of people who are really, really
enormous,
who are part of that Taylor Swift PR team. And they've done a really, really great job to get that many album sales or downloads in this day and age. I mean, imagine those queues outside of a record store back when records were still released physically. Yes. That would have been insane.
Asanity. What are they called?
Yeah, right. Or even brushes. Was that a thing?
Brushes,
Yeah, right. What I was getting at is the ability to take control back of your music, like what she did recently when she was really, really coming to fame, when she switched over out of that country into more of a mainstream things, and all this news started breaking that she never owned any of the rights to her songs. And she went, you know what, to hell with it. I'm going to re-record these songs that I wrote or I had a big part in, but now I'm going to completely own them. I respect that. I think that's actually really, really smart and intelligent from her. So she's got some good people giving her some really good advice, I think.
Well, I think that was Kelly Clarkson apparently gave her that advice.
Yeah, right.
Gave her that tip off. And every time she re-releases her own version, she sends Kelly flowers.
Send her 1% of the royalties and Kelly Clarkson won't have to be
paraded out.
Your dirty
old flowers. I can buy my own flowers, Molly.
Poor Kelly Clarkson's working her ring out, fake smiling through this midday talk show.
Sisterhood, giving each other good advice.
Give me money. I don't want flowers.
Thanks for the tulips.
Yeah, tight ass. Tight ass Taylor.
Wow.
Oh, that's cute anyway.
Have you got any figures on old Pearl Jam's album? Because that is a cracker. That was released on the same day.
I still haven't even listened to it.
Oh, I don't actually. Well, that
suck.
It is sensational. I heard you earlier on today's edition.
With Matty Burnett.
Talking about Matty Burnett. He's a bit of a PJ fan. I like that.
Look,
reeled
that
off
man,
a few songs. I
he
like
also
that.
Presents events in Gladstone prior to you getting here, Lorax, in a Bintang shirt. Right, he's as down to earth as they come, and
the people's man
used to pedal to work on a BMX bike. So you know, come on,
love that. No, that's awesome. It really impressed me. Listening to that, and
nice
to see. You gave him a song dedication. That was good. Rocking out to Even Flow. You cut it off at the tail end, mate. There were still a couple of bars there, but other than that,
it was the intern stuffed up again.
We were
swapping
a 3.5 minute song for a four minute 50 Pearl Jam song. I was like, oh, we're screwed here.
I was air guitaring and I was like, excuse me, there's more here. That album, Pearl Jam's album, by the way, who are obviously touring the country, proudly supported by Triple M, and yes, I am going to almost every show.
Yeah, you're broke.
I was broke before the concert even started.
I just
I'm
said you emptied
broker.
Your super on it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Pretty much.
It'll be totally worth it. That new album, that is sensational. That is worth a spin and a half. It's one of their best studio albums they've done in a long time.
There
and trust me, that's coming from a massive fan who's more of a fan of the album tracks than the mainstream hits, you know. It is superb. It is brilliant.
Okay.
And I'm not just saying that.
No, I know. You're like the top fan. So
You know, like that whole theory about how can you tell if there's a vegan in the room? It's because they would have told you. I feel the same thing about Swifties. You know, how do you know there's a Swiftie in there? Because they're going to talk about it, right?
But or they're wearing sequins full time.
Right? Right? We just go about our business, us Pearl Jam fans, don't we? You know,
we
need to talk about the hype. But that album is sensational. And trust me, I think that's going to, when the award season comes around, which is a whole different conversation. I always find it weird when we judge art and say, how can one piece of art be better than the others, no matter what it is?
Right.
Because it's such an interpretive kind of thing. However, I dare say Pearl Jam's album is going to get some good accolades, rightly so, because it is an absolute cracker.
I can't find any sales figures on it, which, like, it's hard these days because half of it would be someone going and buying, you know, maybe the record just for the novelty. Someone might buy a CD because that's how they roll. But then most people would probably be streaming it. So how can you... I don't even know how they determine those figures of Taylor Swift versus Beyonce.
Because you just said she has a really good PR machine. So they make all of that about themselves.
What you just said about Swifties, though, I don't think a full Swiftie is a rational being because they can't accept
an opinion that's
adverse to the one that they hold. Like if I said to you, I think Dark Matter's overrated, you would go, that's one man's opinion. It's not going to change my opinion.
Swiftie, I'd throw in a couple of swear words.
Yeah, no, I don't reckon he would. Swiftie. Yeah, I reckon he'd go, yeah.
You don't get it, she's running music.
In the bloody bin.
Oh, God. No, but I agree. I hear your point. I absolutely think you're right. You can't argue with them. They're like, no, this is the truth. This is fact.
But is that because they're 13?
Do you know?
Oh, well, we've got one in the building who's pushing 40, so I don't know. True.
Do you know what I quite like about Swifties? I was watching an interview with Noel Gallagher yesterday, and he was saying how, like, the mainstream artists used to be bands, like probably like Pearl Jam, who were just, like, guys who were drunken on drugs all the time. But, you know, the industry would prefer them be like people like Harry Styles, where they're like, sing this, wear that, do as we say.
Yes.
And I reckon Taylor Swift started as that, but now she's gone, bugger it, I'll go my own way.
And now she's on the drugs and the alcohol.
And now, and now she's absolutely cracked out. Yeah. No, but now she's obviously gone her own way against the industry and like re-recorded her stuff and gotten so much bigger for it, I reckon.
But that's also what, there's quite a few of those stories really where they've started out. Pink was the same. It was all about, please fit this mold. She's got songs about it.
The
she
artist.
Was like, get stuffed with your goddamn, you know.
That's what rock star
pretty
is all
pop
about,
star
isn't
girl.
It?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, so it's not an uncommon story, but
the
yeah, Taylor's
formerly
definitely
known as Prince
smashed it.
Well, he's a standalone. Oh, it was his anniversary of his passing a couple of days ago. Bless him. You ever seen Prince in concert?
No. That I was, had a girlfriend who was a crazy fan back in the day. Yeah.
That was an experience. The arrogance of the man, and you love him for it, right? I just remember sitting, I saw him in Sydney, right? He's sitting behind a keyboard at one point during his concert. And he's just literally twinkling away on the keyboard. What song should I play next? I've just got too many hits. Too many hits. And then he goes in, makes up this impromptu song called Too Many Hits. It would have charted in the top 10,
oh
I guarantee you, if he released that. Like, anyway,
nuts.
Prince, is he was always
he
a standalone
was an absolute
artist.
Legend.
One of the most underrated guitarists, I reckon. If you've ever,
he's
I don't know if he was underrated though. He's quite up there.
I don't know. Like when
you
think
you do a top
Prince,
10 guitarist list,
he's pretty well known for that.
Okay, I'm glad because I think there
but
was
the Swifties wouldn't put it in there, but like you said,
idiots.
Like, whatever. Taylor's so much
Taylor
better.
Strumming a G to a D on an acoustic guitar.
Gaff tape them up now.
Clapton-esque. We'll get into some of the best bits of the show now. We'll come back with some precious test answers. Catch us on the other side.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
The boomers love Ancestry.com and the dull women's group on Facebook that I joined also loves Ancestry.com and just losing hours and hours of your day and life on there, researching your family tree.
I've really never,
never
used
ends.
It.
You haven't yet?
Never.
You're too young. Wait till you're much older.
Yeah, then you
I haven't
know.
Used it either. See, I'm not there yet.
We'll both get there.
We're heading there.
We'll see how
I'll
it
be
goes.
There before you.
We were talking yesterday. there's Ancestry.com. There could be another website for what we were chatting about yesterday. You know when the phone rings and you look at it, you go, oh, yep, mum's calling. Beautiful.
Yep.
I'll chat. And then 10 minutes into the chat, you get hit with, do you remember Michael Josephson? You went to kinder with him for 6 months. No, I don't. Oh, rubbish. You're inseparable in kinder. Sorry. Still not ringing a bell, Mum. She goes, oh, anyway, his sister's boyfriend is working with the client of your uncle's. Do you believe that?
And you were three. Why do you remember?
Get out of here. Is she really? Is he really? Oh, my God.
What else has been happening with him?
Tell me more.
Are you following him on Instagram? That's great.
Sometimes that's what they bring it up for. They go, I was just wondering if you followed it, if you'd heard anything about that. I was like, no.
Yes.
I absolutely have not.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
I totally feel your pain there.
Has this happened to you?
For a very long time. And then because I've moved around Australia because of my work in radio, audio, my mum suddenly finds all these long lost souls that she's been friends with in different chapters of her life. And all of a sudden I've got acquaintance.com happening.
Oh.
And it's like, I taught with this person in 1972, blah, 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 blah. This person, you knew their kids back in 1985, blah, 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 blah. How about you go make new friends? Like, I just get bombarded. So there's been multiple towns where this has happened. I'm like, oh, is she for real?
They
come out everywhere.
They spent a night with us in Victoria when they were traveling through, so they owe us one if you need to go for dinner.
Yeah, I know. Just go make yourself at home. So, yeah, I feel like there's an absolute market there called acquaintance.com, and I feel like my mum's probably already prepared
the
blueprint.
Here's what's going to shock you. I did some research yesterday after the show. I was like, this is incredible. Acquaintance.com, that's a good idea. We should start it. If not, it has already been started.
Oh, stop it.
It has. And there's an AI function.
Right.
So I made up a few scenarios. Okay. Like I created an account as a mum. And you know how you can ask ChatGPT, you can be like, hi, chat, I need help with my history essay.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So I wrote a couple of things into acquaintance.com. Here was the first one. Hi, acquaintance. I'm about to make a midweek call to my son and need something to chat about. And it's gone, oh, hi, Sophie. Your son did one term of Milo cricket training when he was 8, and you bumped into the mother of one of his teammates at the shops last week. And she said, Tom, her son, is now studying physiotherapy. You could tell your son that. Oh.
Great.
Hey, that's a...
Yeah.
A tick for acquaintance.com.
And Milo got a tick in there too. Great.
Oh,
rebrand.
Yeah. Double whammy. You're right.
Rebrand, recall.
I gave another scenario just to test it out, see how developed this AI model is. Hi, acquaintance. My daughter just took a job in the Sunshine Coast. Oh, a bit like you.
Yeah.
Maybe I was feeling inspired. I'm wondering if our family has any connections to that area. So I reckon this is how your mum...
Yeah.
Is I didn't know your mum's name, so I made one up, and this is why chat has responded. Hi, Marie. Your second cousin, who your daughter would only remember from family events in her childhood, such as a nephew's christening, that cousin's ex-wife, who is now remarried, mind you, lives in the Sunshine Coast.
Wow, there we go.
Mate.
Let's have Christmas together.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Anzac game tomorrow with the AFL Capricornia, or Triple M AFL Capricornia competition. The competition manager, Jordan Novak, joins us in studio. Welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having me back.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you in studio.
So great, talk us through what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, so Anzac Day games back for 2024. We're down at the Rocky Cricket Grounds for three games, under 17 senior women and senior men.
And what time do we kick off?
So 1 o'clock is our under-17s game. That'll kick us off. And then senior women at 2:40, our Anzac ceremony at 4:15, and then senior men at 4:30.
Great.
Exciting. We've got the jerseys on. Mm. Guernseys.
Yeah, I
never know how to say that word. Is it Guernseys?
Guernseys, jumpers.
Okay. But then there's jerseys.
It all fits.
Yes. Is that the same thing?
It all works, I think.
Yeah.
Especially in Queensland.
True. Either way, we're wearing them. I've got the Panthers on, but...
That's a stunning,
beautiful
jersey.
I'll just try to show it to the camera there. There's a little bit on the back too, if the camera can catch that. Rest assured, I'm still well and truly a Swannies man. So whatever you do with this footage on socials, make that clear, please, Jordan.
Yep, noted.
Well, I've got a Roos jersey on with the stunning poppies added as well, which really pop with the blue and white.
I see what you've done there. No, that's a very nice Guernsey.
I'm going with jersey.
So do we get, like, you know, for the national competition, there's obviously a last post is played, a minute silence, crowd gets all that tension and build up to the first bounce. Do we have a bit of that going on?
Yeah, so between our women and men, we have an Anzac ceremony, so we'll go through all the important stuff. There's the poem, the ode, we've got a bugle player to do all that sort of stuff, so that'll be nice. And then we get the players to line up with the umpires, and, yeah, it looks really nice.
Oh, I can't wait for that. How come... Panthers and Brothers were picked for this game. What was the decision?
Yeah, good question. I don't actually know the history, but it's a pretty long history from what I'm what I'm told. These two have played on Anzac Day for quite a number of years, and just sort of kept it going. And then they brought their under 17s in as well.
I love the rivalry.
Who's tipped who for that game?
Listen, I went and looked at some, the form guide and had a look back at a few rounds, and I've gone Panthers. And I know Brothers is your club, so I apologise, Pinky. But I just...
Well,
I
not
like
that I've been loyal to them, but anyway, I have tipped them for this game, yeah.
Oh, you've tipped Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just...
Interesting.
I was looking at last week's game. Panthers kicked 4 goals, 10. That's a lot of shots on goal.
It was wet.
They're getting there. They're there. If they can just convert, it could be a win. So that's my rationale.
Could be.
What's yours, other than betting with your heart?
Yeah, well, they're very close. Yeah. Yeah, so,
Yeah, last year's game was less than 2 goals, so...
Yeah.
Oh, really close.
Toit.
I love a big blockbuster and a big rivalry. Yep. I mean, I know in the national comp they try to steer away from this, but like a little bit of, jumper to jumper, like you grab someone by the shoulders and there's a little bit of feeling in it.
Yep.
Do you allow that
And there is with these two teams. They certainly are a rivalry. There's players that have moved across in different years and Yeah, it really sparks a little bit on game day for sure.
Traders.
Now, Jordan, you have received our tips for this week, and you wanted to question me about an upset.
Yes.
That I'm predicting.
Yes. Yeah. The Glenmore Bulls to meet the opponent's
gutsy of me.
Men.
Yeah.
It is a bold pick.
So what, you think they're going to be?
I'm all about the bold.
It did happen last year, so you never know.
Yeah, that's right.
It's at Swan Park, though.
It is.
It's a home game.
Pristine Swan Park.
So?
Oh, come on.
It will be tough.
It's hard to topple champions.
It is also Ladies' Day for your Poon, too,
yeah,
so the women will be out in force.
Fire in their bellies.
Oh, are they playing on Friday, the women?
The women are playing Friday night, yep.
Oh, under lights.
So that they can have Ladies' Day on Saturday, then.
Ladies' Day.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone loves a good Friday night game.
Yeah, and we're supposedly getting a couple of players in who are playing tomorrow, but we'll have them on Friday.
Yep.
Do we want to name drop the one who's committed?
I'll keep it a secret.
Okay.
We'll see how they pull up.
They don't quite pull up the right way, but hoping to have Panthers captain on board.
Ooh.
And then someone from Brothers as well.
Okay. Ooh, nice. I like it.
Just quickly, what number are you wearing on the back of your top there? Who have you got? Yeah, number 6. I think I've got 18. Do we know any players of those numbers that we...
No, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
No.
Mustn't be stars.
I only know my daughter's number. That's it, sorry.
What's she?
Very biased. 15.
Oh, Luke Hodge. One of the greats. Mr. September himself.
Ms. September herself. Thank you.
One more time. Where's that game tomorrow if you want to get down and watch in Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky Cricket Grounds from 1 p.m. for our 17s, and it'll go all the way through to 4:30 kickoff for the men.
Cannot wait.
Brilliant.
Competition manager of the Triple M AFL Capricornia Comp, Jordan Novak, thank you for coming in this morning.
No, thank you, guys.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Damn it.
Your local breakfast show.
Shut up!
That was my best work!
Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Oh, we're back with the post-show show.
I feel like I just got a really big insight to what goes on here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's complete madness.
Maybe I'll keep that in. Just
when
so
he does the really angry dad thing, cracks me up.
Yeah.
Do it again. Do the shout.
No, I'm going to keep it in there. That'll hurt it. I don't need to do it again like a dancing monkey.
It's funny.
Angry dad. I can't picture you being too angry, though, because you do it with this smile on your
face.
No,
it's not proper angry.
Yeah,
it's like pretending to be. It's
Have you
funny.
Ever got really, really angry before, Anthony?
Oh, good question. Not in a long time. I think there was a moment... I was like maybe 20, 21 when like I felt like the world was really changing before my eyes in terms of PC-ness.
Mm. Oh.
And my younger sisters were still in high school and they had some strong opinions for what I felt were children. And I think last time I really got angry was probably when we were in an argument and then I looked back and I was like, that's not very, I think you need to mature, not like let them have their opinions. And so I've been pretty good ever since then.
Yeah, right.
We just got in a screaming match over something. and I walked away from it being like, that wasn't very nice.
Yeah, right.
No, but no funny anecdote, I apologise.
And
no,
she's never taken her baby inside a comedy show ever again.
The funny anecdote for me was that you were 20 and feeling like things had gotten PC because my daughter's 16 and she does these funny chats with me where she goes, I can't believe the kids these days. And I'm like, you're a kid, for goodness sake. But she feels like that way about the next generation. That's how she talks to me.
Well, I say that because for me, I was looking at my sisters were using Facebook to like have really informed political opinions. And I was like, when I was 16, 5 years ago, we just used Facebook to bully the shit out of people. And that's what I think it was created for.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what Zuckerberg and his crew were sitting around going, we need a better way to bully people.
How can we?
Better way to be an asshole.
How can we ruin people's high school years? Let's create Facebook.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Obviously joking. Don't bully anyone.
Yeah, I mean, we've come a long way with social media, with everybody learning how to actually talk on there and communicate and call out the trolling world, which was huge. I think even 10, 15 years ago, people discovering what a troll was.
Mm.
Do you remember those conversations?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so now people have more confidence and understanding about those people do exist.
Yeah. And they get more attention
warriors.
Now as well, don't they?
Yeah.
More attention in that kind of... this person's embarrassing themselves. We almost let them do it now because the majority of people are looking at them.
Not taking it on board.
Yeah, absolutely. My old market, right, down in Victoria, any time that they post about First Nations people or talk about the state of the government, you know, the same people get on board with these opinions that are so outdated and so ignorant and foul. You're right. And they think they're you know, really making a difference in the world by being so brave to post these comments online. Mm. But you're 100% right. Back in the day, there would have been a lot of people really, really upset and offended by it and not knowing how to deal with it. Whereas now, they're getting a lot of laugh emojis and it's not, we're not laughing with you. Yeah. We're laughing at you, you know.
We're laughing at you that, you know, you up in, I don't know, or down in Bunbury, WA, is angry that a private school in New South Wales is allowing transgender students. Why does that bother you in WA?
Yeah.
We're all laughing
Social
at your ignorance.
Social media is really good for that, yeah.
Mm. What's everyone's million-dollar idea?
The million-dollar idea? What would I do with $1 million?
No, what would you do to make a million? What's going to make you $1 million?
Mate, I'm doing it. I'm working in radio. Oh!
I've got $1 million idea.
Insert crickets. Yeah.
You have got one or not?
I'm 43. I think if I was going to have it, it would have happened by now.
I've got one, but it won't be me that's going to make it happen. Mm. It's going to be all the tech giants, okay? Silicon Valley.
Go.
So I think that we need to get chips, microchips, which fast forward humanity into education and improving things, because I look at people who do, you know, a medical degree, a law degree, and the amount of information and knowledge they have to saturate, which goes for like, what, 4+ years?
Oh, 9.
And so they spend like 10 years, at least, doing all of this study or specialising. And I think, gosh, if we could microchip that, right, and put that in your brain somehow, so you've got the knowledge, you could get ahead.
I like
that. We're spending so much of the early years doing the study just to get started. So my thought is that.
How much does that cost? How much does a microchip in you cost to become a physiotherapist?
I don't know, but it might be more. I'm thinking it's like the really top brains, or I don't know how you assess it. It's not just handed out willy-nilly, but it's just about moving humanity forward quicker. Because it's very slow to change and progress. And I put that down to takes a lot of time to build up experience and knowledge. So if there's somehow we can speed it up with a microchip, that's my $1 million idea.
I like that. Okay. It sounds familiar. And then I was just sitting here pondering, staring
did
at the
not
window.
Steal this idea. Stop it.
No. But it's. I was like, I have heard this before. And then I realized, no, it's just the Matrix. Because that's what they do in the Matrix, isn't it? He doesn't know how to do martial arts. And then all of a sudden Neo sits down in a chair and they inject him with all of this knowledge and bang, there you go.
I watched it when it came out and I can't remember.
Yeah, right. So there's a $1 million idea, something that's been around for 20 years.
I've had that conversation before with people though, because I really feel like surely we could fast forward knowledge a bit.
I hear you. I like it. I do like it. But I also feel, I don't know, like you look back over time, we have progressed very quickly in society. So similar to my points about Pearl Jam, you need that time to reflect on it. No, and you're right, also not 100%. But if we start speeding up that as well, then, I don't know, it could open up so many dangerous kind of things.
I didn't kind of think about the slippery slope, but it's there.
I saw something.
Great idea, though.
If you condense the entire history of the world into one day, one calendar year, humans would only start existing at 11:59 p.m. on December 31st.
Exactly right, yeah.
Crazy is that?
It's scary. It's scary. And this is going a whole different conversation here, but I think I might have confessed with you where my YouTube deep dive went last week, talking about people getting arrested at work. But the other night it was a space thing as well, and talking about the whole big band expansion and how that's taken time to get bigger and bigger like an accordion. Well, it's starting potentially to reverse a little bit.
Oh, no way.
Give us 11:59 again around the other side, and we're all going to go back to absolute zero.
And we thought, you know,
don't stress, we've got billions of generations before that actually happens.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That makes us feel quite existential. But let's focus an entire 24-hour news cycle on Arj Barker asking your mother to leave the show because her baby was crying. That seems important. You know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things, who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
Oh,
right. Exactly right. But you know what? After all of the atrocities and the mood, we've had some really full-on stuff that's affected everybody, talking about the massacre in Bondi, talking about the church attack as well. These types of events are horrendous. Then all of a sudden, the media needs to just just change lanes a little bit. So let's find a story that everyone can go back to have their opinions about that, you're right, means nothing in the scope of things. And I think that's where all of the attention has gone, because everyone's like, oh, here's something else. Oh, let's just relax and breathe a little bit and move on, you know?
By the way, did you have a 9:30 you had to get to?
Mate, that's long gone.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's long gone. I'm here for pressure test answers.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
here for.
Pressure
test answers. What have we spoken about?
Oh, there you go. Which comedian caused controversy? Nationwide controversy.
At the Athenaeum Theatre in Melbourne.
It was at the Ath.
See, I was saying Athenaeum.
Oh, that's why.
Beautiful venue. It's heritage listed. It's very small. There's very small room to move. There's not a great deal of opportunities. There's no crying room at the Ath.
It's a proud establishment. Room for shitty journos reporting on Arj Barker, though. That is the answer. Arj Barker. That's for Friday. We don't need one for Thursday because it's Anzac Day and we will not be doing a show. So we'll catch you at the next post-show show. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
Oh, my brain went
everywhere. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood,
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.